station. This is K2HME, also mobile.
K2HME, this is KG4ZGS. My name's Chris. I feel like I've talked to you before. I recognize that call sign.
Because the other day I turned the radio on for a short bit, and you were...
Man, I'm sorry about that, K2HME. You're a little choppy in the repeater.
Right. I'm over here. Just crossed over 85 on a Roper Mountain.
Roger that. I read you better that time. Right on, man. Well, I'm just doing a couple of local errands. Got to go to the P.O. box and got to take my trash out. So... figured I'd holler out on the radio and see what anyone was doing.
I'm heading home just work over for about so I'll just go right through downtown and then catch up on get up on Cedar Lane and all of that.
Cool, man. I copied most of that. We're going to a baseball game tonight. At the new Spartanburger Stadium. It's Wofford College against the University of South Carolina. So that'll be cool. Take our young son. And I might see about trying to get up on top of that parking deck and seeing what kind of range I can get on my radios.
It's going to be great weather for a game. Downtown or it's
Spartanburger Stadium is downtown Spartanburg, and the parking deck there for the stadium, I don't know, I've been up there before, it's got a pretty good view, so I feel like line of sight should be pretty decent up there, so, but yeah, it is a beautiful day, I had the windows open, got some fresh air in my house, it's a really gorgeous day.
Yeah, it sure has been. I had to go down to Greenwood, but the entire day. The only thing that was different is this morning about 9 o'clock when I crossed over Lake Greenwood, I couldn't see the water. The fog was so thick. Fine on the road, but the water was hanging right on the water. You couldn't see any of it.
That's, well, at least you could see the road. That's good. But I bet it was pretty anyway. And yeah, dude, your signal came in much cleaner this last transmission, so I guess you're getting... better on the repeater there. Much better. Loud and clear.
Up on the hill here as I approach 385. But it's interesting that I'm having trouble hitting the repeater. Now you got a little bit of noise along with your transmission. But other than that, I've got just a dual band mounted to the truck.
Roger. Yeah, I'm kind of up and down hills, so sometimes I'm down in the hole, but right now I'm cresting a hill, so hopefully the signal's a little bit better. But yeah, I'm running a dual band in my car, and I've got my antenna mounted to the trunk there, so I actually expanded my mobile rig this last weekend. I added a GMRS radio and put another antenna up. I'm not happy with the antenna mount for that, so... got a new antenna mount in, and I'm probably going to install that this afternoon before we go to the game.
GRMS or GMRS, I've moved over to HF. Otherwise, I got to add a third antenna.
That's the dilemma. How many antennas can I fit, and when does my car start to look stupid?
That is a great question. I'm not sure I trust anybody who owns a ham radio to answer that question.
Right on. Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. I want to get into HF. I'm looking at a Yaesu. I don't even want to say the number because I'll probably get it wrong. Maybe like FT891 or something like that. I've got it saved in my browser, but I need to upgrade to a general license first. Sorry if my signal's bad. I'm in a hole right now.
I lost you on that. You were cutting it out and then finally nothing.
I'm I'm at the top of the hill now, but I'm driving into another hole, so I might have to might have to get back to you when I'm not up and down these hills.
What part of the county are you in?
Gonna climb in a hill. Sorry about that. I know it's gonna be scratchy. I'm up in Campobello, so I'm in the northwestern part of the county, pretty close to the Greenville County line, and pretty close to the North Carolina state line. Not as far up as Landrum, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with the area. I've got a couple friends that live over there. One lives right around the corner from Chapman High, and another one over on Highway 9 and 292. So, but they're not ham radio operators yet.
Right on. Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the country for sure. It's just rolling hills and lots of farmland and wet stuff. But, hey, give me a second there. I'm going to run into the post office really quick, and then I'll be right back.
Wait for me.
4ZGS, be back momentarily. G4ZGS, the post office is more fun when I've got radio stuff coming in and less fun when I've got bills.
Two more.
Downtown Campobello right now for whatever downtown means in this tiny town, but going around the corner to the trash drop-off place, so I'll have to pause for another second here in a minute, but I'd like to get my general license. I've started studying for it, and I'd love to get an HF radio. I know I've got the limited privileges with my tech license, but I'd prefer to get my general license before I spend a lot of money on a nice radio that I can't use, but
I completely understand. I think I got my general and slowly meandered into HF, but I knew if I was going to do anything, do a lot, which is what I wanted. So I ended up going to and getting my extra license.
Right on, man. Yeah, my dad's been a general for a long time, and he's currently studying for his extra. And my mom is studying for her technician license. She's pretty confident. She's acing all the quizzes, so she'll go take that test soon.
Test there in Spartanburg, or are you doing it in Greenville?
I'm not sure yet. I've only just started studying, so I haven't even begun to plan that as of yet. I was going to study up the material and get confident on it and then look and see what's available.
That's a good way to do it. What are you using to prepare for your exam?
I'm going to get that, ham radio general license, book. Probably off of ARRL, but currently I'm reading online on handbook.org because I can read it for free online.
All right. That's I had not heard about ham radio, about reading them online. That's great.
Handbook.org, you can download the PDF or whatever and pay for it. Or you can just read it online by browsing their website and click through the links and stuff, and it's pretty good material. But give me 1 second. I'm at the trash. I got to get out of here, so I'm not holding up traffic. This is KG4ZGS, and I'll be right back.